This is Erin Deal, Senior Account Representative at STRS Ohio. Welcome to the STRS Ohio podcast, where we discuss topics of interest to the members of the State Teachers Retirement System of Ohio.
And this is Dan Minnick, Chief Communications Officer at STRS Ohio. We're your hosts for conversations featuring the people who partner with our members in helping to build retirement security.
In this edition of the podcast, we'll focus on two acronyms that describe topics of great importance to educators as they start planning for retirement.
Those acronyms? Well, what's often called WEP, or WEP for short, which stands for Windfall Elimination Provision, and GPO, which stands for Government Pension Offset. These can be a significant factor to consider for STRS Ohio members planning for their retirement.
Here to talk with us about this topic is Marla Bump, Director of Governmental Relations at STRS Ohio. Welcome to the podcast, Marla.
Thanks, Erin. It's great to be with you guys today to discuss a couple topics that I think are important for STRS Ohio members to understand as they plan for their retirement.
Okay, Marla, I'm going to put you on the spot right at the top here. How about a brief history lesson that explains why it is that the members of STRS Ohio are not covered by Social Security?
Sure, Dan. So according to the Social Security Administration, several million state and local government employees nationwide are not covered by Social Security on their current job. As we know, as public school educators, an STRS Ohio member contributes to their STRS Ohio pension only, not to Social Security. Little history lesson here. So the Social Security Act of 1935 was passed 15 years after the founding of STRS in 1920. So teachers in Ohio were already covered by a defined benefit pension plan when Social Security was created. So that fact and legal questions about the federal government's authority surrounding pension taxes led to many public employees nationwide not being enrolled in Social Security. Later, in the 1950s, many states chose to participate in Social Security, but Ohio has never gone that route. Our listeners may understand this, but I'll clearly state that the windfall elimination provision and the government pension offset are federal laws, not Ohio laws. I'll just take a second. We get letters from legislators' offices that sometimes our members will write into them and say, hey, what can you do about this? And we write back and say, those are federal statutes, not state statutes. So there have been efforts over the years to change these laws, and I think we'll be talking about that more in just a little bit.
Yeah, we'll definitely come back to that topic. But first, could you mention who in Ohio is impacted by the WEP GPO laws?
Yeah, thanks, Erin. It's not just STRS Ohio members that are affected by these federal laws. Members of all the five statewide retirement systems are impacted. So members of OPERS, which is the Public Employees Retirement System, the School Employees Retirement System, also known as SERS, and then Highway Patrol and Police and Fire.
Well, Marla, could we spend some time exploring what exactly the windfall elimination provision and the government pension offset can mean to STRS Ohio members?
Yeah, that's a great, great question, Dan. So in a nutshell, because your STRS Ohio pension is not from a job covered by Social Security, any Social Security benefits for which you may be eligible from other employment or from your spouse's employment may be reduced by the windfall elimination provision and or the government pension offset. Here's a very important note. Regardless of whether one or both of these provisions apply to you as an STRS Ohio retiree, your STRS Ohio retirement benefit will not be reduced. So let's just be real clear here, it's your Social Security benefits that are being reduced, not your STRS Ohio benefit.
Thank you for emphasizing that point, Marla. So WEP may come into play when an STRS Ohio member worked, for instance, in the private sector for a few years before they started teaching, correct? As I understand it, there are a number of factors that determine the amount of the WEP reduction for an individual? And this can get complicated, obviously. Are there any general rules of thumb we can share with our listeners?
Yeah, so it is kind of complicated, Dan, as you noted. So the windfall elimination provision provides a guarantee that the reduction in the benefit amount caused by the WEP formula can never exceed more than half of the non-covered pension. So in other words, after all the factors are considered, the most your Social Security benefit can be reduced by is 50%.
Thank you for that, Marla. Let's talk now about the government pension offset, or GPO. When does this come into play?
So good question, Aaron. So the GPO offset applies only if you receive a pension for work not covered by Social Security and are eligible for Social Security benefits as a spouse or widow or widower. So under this provision, your Social Security dependents benefit will be reduced by 2/3 of the amount of your government pension. So under GPO, it is possible for a spouse's or surviving spouse's benefit to be totally eliminated.
So I bet this is something some folks out there are wondering. Have there been any efforts to eliminate WEP or GPO?
So, yeah, thanks, Dan. That's a great point. There have been multiple bills over the years since GPO and WEP were established, which was one of them was the late 70s, the other one was the early 80s, and there have been efforts in Congress to repeal or modify them. And I don't know that any of our members should necessarily count on that changing anytime soon, although, you know, we being SCRS Ohio have been advocating for changes. That said, if any of the listeners would like to find out exactly where the legislation stands in Congress right now, visit www.congress.gov and type Social Security Fairness Act for the latest update.
So after learning about all this, it's easy to see why it's so important for STRS Ohio members to account for the impact of the GPO and the WEP when planning for retirement. Since the effects of these laws can be so significant, how can members get a better idea of what they might be facing?
Good question, Aaron. There's a lot of great information on the STRS Ohio website on both the windfall elimination provision and the government pension offset. Simply go to the website at www.strsoh.org and search for Social Security. You will find fact sheets and links to an online WEP calculator and an online GPO calculator, among other resources.
Well, that is about all the time we have for this edition of the STRS Ohio podcast. Again, to reiterate, for more information about the windfall elimination provision and the government pension offset, visit www.strsoh.org and search for Social Security. And thanks again to Marla Bump, Director of Governmental Relations for STRS Ohio.
And thanks most of all to you for taking the time to learn more about these two federal laws and your pension fund. For Dan Minnick, this is Aaron Deal. We'll talk with you again soon.